Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter on X at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 92.9 FM, 680 AM, but we're also streaming not only on the Odyssey app, we're also streaming on the iHeartRadio app as well as the TuneIn Radio app. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. Follow him on X at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day, Jeffrey. Getting started with our Cerrito Entertainment tonight. Make sure come on down, play some music bingo with yours truly over at Hampline Brewing.
Hampline Brewing tonight. Of course, we'll have Kevin Cerrito on the Jeff Calkins show tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. for Writer Than Right Trivia. My company, as he is each and every Wednesday, he's the head coach and team director of Team Thad. You can follow him on socials at Dream Big Herd. Coach, good day.
Great day. Hump week. Hump day.
Hump day. All right, so you can probably understand me a little bit on this one, sympathize a little bit with me on this one. All right, so we ran toss sweep with my daughter over the weekend and gave her to my in-laws, which was fabulous. Cannot say enough. If you can run that play, I highly recommend it. But my mother-in-law took my daughter to go get new sneakers. And we have a dilemma here because the sneakers that my daughter came home with, she loves. There's only one problem with them. They got three stripes and they don't have a swoosh. And it's this one thing I'm super grateful to my mother-in-law, because like my daughter's like been jumping around, like she was like doing the whole like showing off her shoes in front of her friends at daycare yesterday. But I can't establish that this is an Adidas household, and it's a tough moment because I'm grateful to my mother-in-law, and she got, like, in the end, what I care about the most is that my daughter's happy, but I do feel like the next pair of sneakers definitely has to have a swoosh.
For sure. How old is your daughter?
So she just turned 2 last month.
So this is what I have established, as y'all all know, I think, publicly. I know Jason, John, everybody know. I raised my daughter. I have my daughter to myself. And so with the girls, Jeffrey, I kind of have – so, you know, I have a real Nike house, you know, a Nike lifestyle. But – with my girls, if it's anything that's like pretty, that's like pink or purple or something, I have allowed certain things, whether it's even off-brand or it's Target or it's, I don't really remember many Adidas. I think maybe it was a cute Puma shoe or a New Balance. It was something that I do slightly allow if it go with a girly outfit.
Okay, so I guess then I'm in the clear, because they're white sneakers, but they're like kind of splattered with like pink dots. I wouldn't call them polka dotted, but like there's pink on it.
You know what? I love your loyalty to Nike, mm-hmm. right? I need to let them know. We need to bring you fully over here because I'm with you. Like,
oh, I'll pay for that swoosh any day. Like,
I'm with you. At 2 years old, you have already, when my daughter was two, we were still, and still as they running around with light-up shoes on.
Oh, yeah.
So we hadn't really established her, even though I was fully established. But
you got to start them young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You definitely got to. And they do got to gain loyalty young, because that's how the other shoe companies, when I was with Under Armour over 15 years ago, they realized guys like me and you, Jeffrey, have already established our loyalty.
100%.
So what they did with the Curves, because I would sit in on some marketing meetings and Hardens and this and that, they would fluster their shoes in elementaries and preschools. And at the time, I was younger and didn't fully understood the concept, but I get the
brand
concept.
Brand loyalty, baby.
Started early, and they don't have, you know, the Nike loyalty or whoever you with like we do.
Now, well, everybody's got loyalty to free stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, if you're, it is the universal price.
For sure. I think where it get a little complicated at, though, Jeff, because I remember being around Thad's sons when they were little.
Yeah.
Now they know it's Nike, Nike, Nike. Well, Thad been a Nike guy for 20-some years. So, but kids don't understand it. So when his kids were in elementary, they just know James Harden was one of their favorite players. They wanted some James Harden. Melo Ball, all the kids love him. They're not looking at it like I'm wearing Pumas. They want some Melo Ball. I don't know if y'all know this. Melo Ball is very popular with
young kids. What happened with Big Baller Brand?
Not Big Baller Brand.
But no, yes, LaMelo is very popular.
Big Baller Brand had people doing, I just hit, they price range, it was a little too crazy. And he tell you if you can't get it, you're not a big baller and all of that. But Melo is with Puma now. And Steph Curry, for sure, everybody wanted one, not even thinking it's Under Armour.
Yeah.
So that's when you have to train your kids, like, okay, we're going through this trial period, but before you get 10, I'm going to let you know anything after 10 that you are a Nike guy. Now, Jeff, what you're going to have to experience next while you're dealing with your daughter that has hurt me with shoes this year, I'm caught up in the middle because I'm a Nike guy.
Yep.
Or we go do the girly stuff, which Kurt Geiger, Steve Madden's, which is not a competition.
Sure.
Dude, her new school, they go to recess every day. And brand new shoes that
just
I put
ruined.
Her on, they're ruined by the time we get home. And I'm caught in the middle, Jeff, of when to buy shoes.
All of a sudden, it's like, sweetie, have you ever heard of Rack Room?
Yeah.
You better get familiar real quick. It's that move.
That's a good one, because it's like the first 3 days I watched them. Not trying to be lazy.
Or
I don't want to do
all
this
sudden,
every
all
day.
All of a sudden on your team order, you're slipping in. Can I also get a women's seven and with about 15? She's an assistant. You know, just want her decked out. Well, the other question I had for you before we do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit, it seems to me, because like just observing, Adidas is really trying to get back in the game. And now I don't know if it's the same way in basketball, but I've noticed they are spending big to get into college. Like they just gave Penn State, I think, $300 million or $400 million. They're going to do a deal with Tennessee that's going to be close to it. Like they're trying to get back into the game. And I don't know if it was like, all right, after the whole Louisville, all the Kansas, the quote-unquote scandal, like if they were laying low. But it feels to me now like Adidas is trying to, like, I don't know if they think Nike's vulnerable or if they're just saying, like, let's splash the pot. But it seems like Adidas is trying to come back into the game in a big way. Like, they spent a ton of money on Mahomes. They have a lot of quarterbacks. It broke my heart on Sunday to realize Baker now wears Adidas. Like Baker's the ultimate Nike guy.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, I have to just remind myself the check cleared.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, I hope he did what Harden did. Remember when it was announced and Harden signed the big Adidas deal, but the night before the contract was set to go into effect, like he was just photographed around town in Jordans. Like, I'd like to think Baker had like one last hurrah with Nike, like decked out.
So this is where I will give Adidas some respect that they're almost like if you're Nike, and I'm speaking on my experiences, not as the,
and not, I don't want to put you in a bad spot. I know you have a relationship with Nike.
Yeah, I'm
just saying, from an outsider, it looks like Adidas like coming in strong right now.
No, I see what you're saying. At the end of the day, it's like you can be a married man, but you can acknowledge that a cute woman just walked in the mall. I'm not saying you're finna go get her number or anything.
For sure.
Yeah, so like you still have eyes.
And
so.
You hope that she's not looking, your wife.
So I have eyes. I'm a smart man. I see what they're doing. But it feels like, that's why I was trying to make an example from my standpoint, that Nike, from my standpoint, will always be the biggest dog in the room. But it's like sometimes Adidas is that guy that, although you knock them out or keep knocking them down, when they see you again at the club or at recess, they don't mind fighting again. Even though you're going to win,
100%, yeah.
The fight is, you know, they got, you know, some heart that they're going to keep coming. Now, when it comes to basketball, Nike is 100% king. Now, I would have to do more research to talk about the other sports, because it don't surprise me, because when I was with Under Armour, I think football players are not as loyal, because when I was under at one point, they had Cam Newton, his MVP.
Yep.
They had a lot of big players. They had Tom Brady. So I thought in football, with it being so many people, I see a lot of Adidas and other athletes. So maybe you can let me know. Do they fully
run? I was wondering the other aspect is, and maybe it's like, okay, they don't think they're going to go after Nike, but Under Armour has clearly throttled back. Mm-hmm. In the endorsements and whatnot, because to your point, like, I don't even know who their biggest football players. Like, I know they'll always sponsor Maryland because Kevin Plank went there.
Maryland Under Armour.
So like, I know that, but like, we were looking it up. They basically have. Remember, they had the big deal with UCLA, and that when they tore that up, and UCLA is now with Jumpman.
With Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, with Jordan, they still have like Wisconsin.
They have Auburn.
Auburn, but no, Auburn's now Nike. They just switched this literally.
So
like,
they'd be going next year like Tennessee.
Correct. So Auburn's going to Nike. I actually think in football they might be with Nike this year.
Yeah. Auburn?
I want to say last week I was like, oh, yeah, they have the Nike deal.
So I think South Florida, they had South Carolina since 06. They're going Nike next year.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still – I think South Florida's now Adidas. Because they did.
Right.
You are 100% correct that they had them.
You said Northwestern, right?
No, we didn't. But they have Northwestern, they have Wisconsin, they have, like, Navy.
Yeah, they do some.
Because Navy's obviously, Annapolis is Maryland, but it's like their, that's still like their area.
So they have some contract, I think, with the Fed. So Under Armour would do little smart plays like this, like a guy that know they can't get in the party sometime. They got some contract with the federal government, because they sponsor Army, Navy.
Well, Army's Nike, but maybe they have.
Oh, it was this in the past. They used to do the referees. They find a way to try to get in the game.
The refs, you're right, when they had the refs. Yeah. I forgot about when they sponsored the refs.
They do little stuff. Like, they want to hang around. They want to stay. Because at one point, I'm going to be real. When I was there, they had Cam Newton. He won MVP that year. Because you remember, I didn't have a lot to recruit on. So any little win we got, I would have to recruit it, right? They had Steph Curry, his MVP year. They had the golfer that was
Jordan
killing it. Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth won the first two majors, finished a shot out of the playoff at the British Open for the third major, and finished second in that one. And he was like the American, like, golden boy.
So this was back in, like, I can't remember, 2018,
19? 15. 2015. 16, because
yeah.
I think that's Cam's MVP year,
too.
Year
with the,
yeah.
Yeah, so all this was, so they
was, Under Armour felt like it was, like, somehow they had, like, they had gone from irrelevant to, like, the number two apparel provider in basically, like, 10 years.
At one point. So let me ask you this about being a football guy. Have Nike, so Nike dominates football, too, like
yes.
They do basketball?
Yes.
Because I thought, okay, they do, because I know it's, I'd be seeing so many different cliques out there.
I think Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is Under Armour.
But if Notre Dame would have won, I think that would have been the first non-Nike school in the playoff era to win.
Oh.
So that's why Miami's a big one this year, because Miami's Adidas. Miami could break. I believe no one. We still have yet to. No, that's not true. Under Armour with Auburn. Cam. They won.
Oh, they was unknown with Cam Newton?
Yeah.
That's how he ended up.
Yeah, that's how he became. That's the I believe that's the only, but I still think.
But that wasn't playoff era.
Yeah, I don't think
it's the end of the BCS era. Yeah, so playoff era. I believe since moving to the playoff, only Nike schools have won.
So let me ask you this, Jeff. This is what I was trying to ask. Not college wise, because Nike will always have player wise in the NFL. Do Nike run? I'm just talking about individual. I thought that was a little more spread it out.
I would say there's a healthier balance probably, but I also think there's a situation where it's like in football, so many guys are like spatting up their cleats and whatnot. Like you're not even really seeing the logos.
That's true.
Like I'm trying to think right now,
For what it's worth, I was about to say, I was curious too about this. I pulled up Under Armour's newest like group of signings. Yeah. So Under Armour specifically already had on their roster for NFL guys like Jake Ferguson. They have Zay Flowers. But the
and
newest...
they had both. So Ferguson played at Wisconsin, which is Under Armour.
Yep.
Where was Z? BC? Zay was at BC, right?
BC Under Armour.
I don't know if they still are, but when Zay was...
Boston University is...
I believe when Zay Flowers, because I think he played at Boston College, right?
He played for, yeah, Boston College.
And I believe when he was there, they were under.
We also missing the point, too. He's with the Ravens.
Correct. Also Maryland, yes.
You see what I mean?
Maryland, like, there's the link there.
But
sure.
Lamar's Nike, right?
I thought Lamar was a...
Oh, yeah.
He might be Adidas from back
in
Louisville.
I'd be hearing about a lot of, in NFL, I'd be hearing different brands.
But where I'm not sure that matters all that much from college is Under Armour signs. This is from earlier this year.
No, you're right. Lamar's definitely Adidas because he was Louisville.
That was, it ain't a bad thing.
But Cam Ward is Under Armour now.
Cam Ward?
Who played at Miami.
Yeah, but Cam was a free agent.
You think?
Yeah, because Cam was only at Miami for what? 7 months?
Yeah.
They all are kind of a free agent, though, coming into the NFL, I think, a little bit, right?
Unless they already had the brand deal coming out of college. Like, for a guy like Lamar, Heisman winner, all this stuff, played most of the time there at Louisville.
Not to cut you off, Travis Hunter is Adidas. They gave him a deal, 2 years while he was in. He has a big Adidas
deal. Never figure out what Prime's doing. Because remember, Prime was one of the original Under Armour guys. And I think we talked about it. I think Prime, when he went to the Ravens, that's when he got in tight with Plank. Because remember when Prime had his when Shiloh and Shador were in that private school in Texas that he was coaching, the school was all decked out in Under Armour. And remember Jackson State switched from Nike to Under Armour when Prime got there. But I guess now that he's with Colorado, I guess they couldn't break the deal. Now I feel like he is a Nike guy again.
No, I would say although he did do what he had to do for his sons, I look at Deion as a Nike guy.
I always think of him as a Nike guy. But it was shocking to see. It's like, I mean, I get it. The check clears. Every man's got a price, but I mean, I guess it's right. That's how you rationalize it. Like, hey, Under Armour was funding all the 7-on-7, everything. Yeah.
Prime Prep was sponsored by Under Armour because I know a guy that was working with him with us at the time. So, yeah.
And it can't be that bad. I mean, Jackson State stayed.
Under Armour.
They're still Under Armour. Can't be that bad.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure, a lot of this, let's be real, it all just comes down to what's the deal?
Oh, yeah.
What's the value? I mean, because remember, Nike, when Tennessee went to Adidas from Nike, they forever were furious because they couldn't get the orange right, the color of the orange. Mm-hmm. And so, to the point where Derek Dooley went to Adidas U.S. headquarters, and he's like, this is the color. He showed it to him. He's like, you'll have to make it look like this. And so they went back to Nike, but now all of a sudden... I mean, they are splashing the pot, man. Penn State's going Adidas, which that doesn't even feel right to me.
So, I don't know what happened there. I'm just it's some background Eternal stuff that I have heard that something happened in Eternal with Penn State that Nike so they just couldn't get it right. I had to jump off. I didn't even know this though, but Penn State's supposed to been the first Nike school through Phil. I didn't even know that. Phil Knight and whoever from... So, in the Nike...
I mean, honestly, he probably cut a deal with Joe Pa. Hmm? Phil probably had a deal with Joe Paterno. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that might make sense. So, they said Penn State, which I didn't know, and y'all can look it up, I could be wrong, but this was weeks ago. I was in around some people that were saying some about they can't believe the Penn State thing is going like this or some.
No, I mean, that would not shock me that, like, outside of the University of Oregon, if Penn State was their longest client. That would not surprise me.
What'd you see, Joe?
I'm mainly just trying to find it because, like you said, they've been with Nike for so long, and it looks like the deal that they're going to be with Adidas, one, it starts in 26.
Okay.
And two, it's a 10-year contract. So it's not like it's going to be a quick, you know, back and forth.
Yeah, 1993. Because, I mean, honestly, I don't really, that feels about when maybe Nike started getting in the jersey game.
In 93?
Yeah.
I'm in about third grade. Because,
I mean, the thing about, like, remember, like, when we first started watching football, it's like Russell was, like, the jersey provider for a lot of these schools.
I remember Russell a little bit. I got to ask Thad, but before he went there, I think Georgia Tech was sponsored by Russell or something.
Well, because that's one of the great jokes of all time. Right after the whole, and I use air quotes, the whole Adidas scandal happened, Paul Johnson, who was the head coach at Georgia Tech for football, made the joke. He's like, for the first time ever, I have never been more thrilled to have Russell as our jersey provider.
So they did used to be Russell.
Yeah, no, like they were Russell when like Russell was like a dying brand.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie. I don't know much about Russell. I don't know if I ever have, but they got to be big time to be in a school, apparel.
It was like a deep South. Like I want to say maybe like somewhere like Southern Alabama was where the company was from.
But what was their goal? Because I don't remember walking in the store saying no Russell shoes. Did they just want to support?
I think it was mainly athleisure.
I have prayer.
But I don't think they're I really don't remember Russell shoes if they even I'm sure they maybe had a shoe, but no, they were mainly like an athleisure company.
Oh, okay.
And then I think where they got like because they had a decent run in the 90s. But once Under Armour hit the market with the moisture, you know, the first heat gear, like I remember that was Under Armour. Like I remember the first time you wore Under Armour under your pads, you're like, oh, this is different. The first time you didn't have to wear the cotton, because remember how much that cotton would like get sweaty and like you just chafe wherever your the straps of your shoulder pads, like right underneath. The first time you got real Under Armour, it was like a completely new day. You had seen the future.
They changed the game a little bit with their dry fit. But once you put it out there, like I say, once Nike feel it, they go.
Oh, yeah. Then when Nike started making the same thing, yeah, I went right back to that.
Yeah. Nike go make you feel it. Now, this is what I say about Adidas, too. Adidas is that friend, that cousin, that hater, whatever you call it, that's going to make you always be at your best potential. So although Nike the best, I feel like Adidas always like, oh, you thought you was going to have a budget cut this year? Oh, no, you're not. We're actually going to offer this. You know, they always trying to level the bar, and Nike like, oh, shoot, let me go ahead and swing and knock it out the park. Because like you said, they don't stop spending money for some reason. They act like they laying low for like a year or two, you know, because if a scandal happened, and they just come back with it.
I didn't realize this. So back when the NFL teams used to have their own jersey deals, like college. The league didn't have one league-wide. So, like, Russell had the Browns from 92 to 95. They had the Bucks from 92 to 95. The Cardinals, 92 to 96. The Chargers in 93. The Cowboys from 90 to 92. The Eagles from 92 to 96. The Falcons, the Oilers, the LA Rams, the Ravens for 1 year, the Vikings for 1 year. And then they had, yeah, like they had a bunch of colleges for a little while. Yeah, they're from basically like the eastern part of Alabama.
That's what I always associated Russell with, was like the non-branded, like,
oh, yeah, no,
jerseys,
it was, yeah, to me it was
pads, like
it was the jerseys you'd get from All-American. Like when your team wouldn't splurge to have the team uniforms from Nike. Like
yeah, they all said, hey, go get.
The in-house brand was always Russell. I'm so jealous of the MUS kids right now. Like, everything's Nike. And, like, the only Nike stuff that we had was, like, our practice shorts and like the practice t-shirt, but like our jerseys were like the generic All-American brand. Now in baseball, our coach did cut his own deal with Nike. The problem was though, we got Nike cleats, we had Nike uniforms, but that also meant I had to use Nike's catching gear, and Nike's catching gear was awful. It was terrible. And we had to use their bats, and their bats were just awful. Because, like, in the end, let's be real, Nike's a marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what they're... And they're arguably the greatest marketing company of all time.
Of all time, yeah.
But
for baseball?
Oh, God, and the equipment sucks.
It's
awful.
It's bad.
I was going to ask that, like, Nike is so good. It's like you can't be good at everything. Like, when I used to go to Cheesecake Factory, they got 25 pages. And one of my comedians...
So I'd never really gone to Cheesecake Factory, and it was a big thing to do in college.
Mm-hmm.
And first time I ever saw the menu, I would just, whoever was sitting across from me, I'd say, pick a number between 1 through 19. And they're like, why? I go, please just do it. And then they're like, 7. And I'd open up page 7. I was like, all right, I'm ordering off this page. Because I'm not flipping through this thing.
So I got a partner, comedian partner, Rashad, and he told me he don't like Cheesecake Factory. And everybody who say that, I say, it's no such thing you don't like cheese. They sell everything, so it's something you got to like. And he come back to me, that's my problem here, is nobody that can make 20 pages. It's something they got to be nasty.
No, I'm kind of with him. I will say this. The one place locally, and I guess I'll put them over, no free ads, sorry, Odyssey. I think Elwood's has the most diversity on a menu I've ever seen. Like, not only do they do deli sandwiches, they do like smoked wings, barbecue, fish. Like, they do everything, and it's all really good. But in general, I'm with him. When it comes to mass produce and I see your menu's 20 pages, it's like, I don't trust you. You got way too much going on.
I don't want to go against Odyssey either, but tell me offline, because I've never been to that place you just named.
Elwood Shack. Yeah, it's right there on Summer behind the Lowe's.
Never been. And I got to throw this in here, too, before we get off of it. I apologize, Russell. I wasn't familiar with your game. Like, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had. And I apologize. I'm talking about some little shoes. You sponsored, sound like, 10 to 12 NFL teams between.
In the 90s. Like, this is honestly, like, 92 to 95. We're not even really at the age where we recognize the logo on the uniform. You know what I mean?
But guess what? I got to give them more props. They knew one day they wouldn't go be in this game.
No.
But they can say between that old uncle at the barbecue.
We had half the league.
I was the man back between 92 and 95, nephew.
Yeah.
Hey, don't come to me with that. I had the skybox. I was with Jerry Jones. They can say that, and can't too many people in the world say that.
No, and like in fairness to them, it's like the only problem that happened is the NFL just realized, like, we just pool all of our rights together, whether it be TV, whether it be jerseys. That's why they all got so mad at Jerry, because Coke was the official soft drink of the National Football League, but Jerry made Pepsi the official drink of Texas Stadium. That was how he got around it. So he cut his own deal with Pepsi, and now he's on Dr. Pepper commercials.
They with Coke, right? Dr. Pepper is a Coke
brand.
Well,
no, Dr. Pepper's an independent. So...
Dr. Pepper by itself.
Dr. Pepper's by itself, but it depends on what market you're in. It'll get distributed by Coke. Like, the Coke distributors are usually distributed, or some markets Pepsi will. Like, if you've ever seen a Dr. Pepper that looks like it's in a Pepsi bottle, it's because in that market, it's distributed by Pepsi.
Oh, that makes sense, because I had a wing shop for a few years, and we were Coke.
I miss your wing spot.
People tell me that. And we were Coke, and Dr. You know, they set up the fountain drink.
Oh, yeah.
And
you were in
Dr.
the old
Pepper
Crystal.
Was one of them.
Do you realize how many breakfasts I've eaten at Crystal?
That Crystal was the real deal. Crystal used to have good breakfast back in the day. Like, they used
you could get fresh eggs.
Cook it from scratch.
Heck yeah.
They don't do that no more, do it.
I think you have to go to certain stores will.
I think Crystal's then went down a little bit in certain areas too. Especially the one, not to hate, but I be hungry sometimes before I come up here from work.
That's not a good one.
And
the one on Mount Moriah?
Oh,
not great.
Boy, you know I had to come here hungry. They couldn't even make nothing. I get out the car.
As a Crystal enthusiast, I can't confirm. I will say this, though. The one across from East High School, phenomenal Crystal.
Still the bomb.
Phenomenal Crystal. Now, it's 50-50 of whether or not their cash register works and their system's on.
This stuff crazy these
but
days.
if they do take your order, phenomenal crystal.
So they're phenomenal.
Yes.
Have you tried the one by my house when you go to church?
Oh, come on.
Across from
come
the
Come on, the one next to the Guthrie's?
Guthrie's, yeah. The new...
Please, come on.
Okay. Okay.
My wife didn't understand it. There was one day after an MUS game where I was like, hey, I'm late. I'm coming home. I'm going to Crystal. And I would... She doesn't understand, because she's not that big of a Crystal fan, when you are locked onto Crystal, nothing else will do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just all of a sudden pivot and like, you know what? McDonald's is fine. Or Taco Bell's fine. It's like, nope. When you're committed to Crystal, damn it, you're getting Crystal. And she was like, you sat there for 40 minutes. I was like, I couldn't do anything else.
Crystal got his own. Are you a Crystal guy? I'm not really a Crystal guy.
I was going to say.
5 for 5, baby.
Crystal is great. That exact scenario, that's me with Cookout. If I'm in it for Cookout, oh, I don't care how far I have to drive.
Hey, Cookout, it's 2025. Take American Express. The restaurants are still pretending like they don't take every credit card. Get over it. It's 2025.
If you say
didn't
you
even know that, I'm not
even. Like,
I don't have an
even
Amex.
Waffle House.
I can't relate.
Even Waffle House accepts all major credit cards.
To me, and it's wrong to say this, if you don't take American Express, then I start looking at you. And no disrespect, is more of a mom and pop thing, okay, or raising.
I'm seeing a man that doesn't have a Costco membership.
Who, me?
Yeah,
I'm not.
It's been a tough move because Costco originally was like one of the, their partner was Amex.
Okay.
But now they did a deal, I guess, with Citi and Visa as their card. It's literally the only place we don't get Amex points because I just can't stop going to Costco.
That's a real.
Yeah. I'll go to Sam's, but like there's certain things that are better at Costco than they are at Sam's.
You know who else don't take Amex? I had a little small restaurant myself, and we took it. I know they charge you more. That's why some people, Costco's ain't worried about that. But I can see that's why Cookout, Amex do charge your credit from the business side, from an owner. Amex charge you more to accept their thing.
I thought that's been going down, though.
It's going down.
Because it used to be like, at one point, it was like 7% to swipe at Amex. Ooh. Now, that's like the 90s or 2000s.
Yeah, I know we're near that half a bit.
But,
no.
Like, if it's 2 for Visa and MasterCard or whatever, it's like 4 for Amex.
Yeah, yeah,
it
it's
is like
not
double.
Crazy, but if you're like a, if you're not a big franchise, you could feel it maybe. I'm going to tell you who else don't take Amex, and y'all going to laugh at me because this is 2025. But although it being 25, some days, although my bills on auto pay, I get up and still drive and go pay bills around the city. So every now and then, I go to MLGW because I keep forgetting my password on my phone. And some days
I'd
be like,
the worst.
I'm coming in to pay my bill. I'm not asking to take any money.
I'm not trying to. Yes.
Yeah, like, why do you need a new login? I'm already frustrated.
I have been locked out of Orion Federal Credit Union for like basically 15 years.
I'm already frustrated, guys, that I've been gone the whole summer at PGM, and I still have the same bill even more, and I know everything was off. God, I'm already frustrated with that. Now
they won't let you log in.
Now you want me log in.
Then when they, when they ask the condescending security question, like, I was locked out of something the other day, and it's like, who's your favorite actor? And I was like, Tom Cruise. and they're like, no. And I was like, I'm the one answering it.
Well, you
must answer different last time.
Yeah, it was like, what? And then I go, Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't know. Like, I was like, Jeff Daniels. Like, I started going through everything.
You got to remember what point in your life.
I know, that's what
I started. You had just left a movie that you was hype about. And then, see, Jeff, if I was married like y'all, it would be easy. I would put something like, my wife is my, but I have to come up. What was what was your first favorite teacher? And it just,
what was
time.
The year, make, and model? Yeah. Your first car.
Yeah, I don't have time.
That
for
one
this
I can
today.
Always remember. Yeah, 03 GMC Yukon. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Jason Munch join the program. Let's talk some Tiger Hoops next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 99FM, ESPN. Jason,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Simmons is the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on X at Munsley. Also, make sure you're listening to all the Commercial Appeal sports, Memphis sports podcast, Tiger podcast. Make sure you're listening to it all. Munz, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, we are listening to Father John Misty. This song's called I'm Writing a Novel. He's performing in Memphis next month, and so thought it was appropriate.
What venue?
Golly. It's not live at the Garden. Is it Mempho? I think it's Mempho.
Oh, Mempho. Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Yes.
All right, so a couple of things I want to discuss. First, we got the news. I feel like, did you break it on Sunday? Everything runs together on the weekend, but Daniel Vieira talk is no longer with the program. My understanding, though, is that did not come as a surprise. Is that fair?
That is absolutely fair. It was back in August that I broke the news that he was redshirting this season. Basically, the same deal that kept him from playing last season. I mean, like, his Memphis story is kind of unreal. Like, he was committed to Memphis in April. I think he first committed to Memphis in April of 2024 and was, like, doing so to play in the 24-20 this past season. But he had, like, he was another casualty of one of these sort of fly-by-night institutions that kind of wrecked his transcript. And so he had to go overtime elite. And so he spent a whole year trying to get his transcript situation resolved. Thought he had signed with Memphis, was all set to play. And then the transcript issues, they thought that, like, I think they knew they were going to have to get a waiver.
Yeah.
To get him eligible to play this upcoming season. And I think, you know, obviously they signed him, they let him come on campus. Like, he was, you know, he was here, and because they thought they would be able to to get a waiver. Ultimately, in August, I reported that he did not, and that he was going to redshirt. And so, yeah, he was always going to redshirt. He was always going to be ineligible for Division I competition, no matter what school he was at this season again. And so when you take that into consideration and the fact that Memphis had sort of a gift fall into their laps a little bit. It wasn't a gift. Like, I don't want to misconstrue.
But an unexpected opportunity.
Yes. Like I said, I don't want to misconstrue anything, but Tariq Ingram, a 6'9", 240 plus pound, seventh year senior who will turn 25 on October 3rd, kind of like they have been keeping tabs on him. They have been communicating with him. He was seeking an extra year of eligibility. It was very much unclear whether he would get that extra year. And then all of a sudden, snap your fingers, I want to say like a week or so after Daniel Vieira Tuck's news came that he wasn't going to be able to play this season, Tariq Ingram gets his waiver approved. Memphis needs a big man with experience and who can, you know, who can be sort of that kind of traditional style big man. Like, they got plenty of length. Memphis has length for days, but they don't really have a guy like Tariq Ingram. They didn't. And so when he became available, Memphis worked quickly to make that happen. And when they did, the new roster limit situation meant that somebody had to go. And so that became Daniel Vieira Tuck, who has left the team in search of another opportunity. He posted within the last couple of days, he posted a video on social media saying that he was going to seek opportunities at the NAIA level. So that's where he's going. And now Memphis is they're at their 15 player roster limit now.
Okay. Are you in agreement with me? You can't hear seventh year senior without thinking of Tommy Boy. Lots of people go to college for 7 years.
Yeah, they're called doctors.
Like, yeah. I mean, it's like it's the only thing. But the other thing that's amazing to me is I used to feel like, yes, I thought you could make plenty of legitimate arguments that certain NCAA rules were, you know, un-American, shouldn't be allowed. But it's like, I felt like I knew what the rules were. I now have no idea. Like, why can one guy get 7 years of eligibility, but DeAndre Williams can't? And, like, I'm not trying to relitigate this and make it a DeAndre Williams situation, but it's like, I feel like now there is absolutely zero consistency where you see certain guys can have 15 years. Like, Luke Doty is playing quarterback at South Carolina. Guys, he was a 2019 high school kid. And yet, people are like, well, all these kids just don't want to get jobs. Like, hey, Diego, go get a job. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, if they're saying you can play, why wouldn't you? Like, I don't, yeah. But like, what makes no sense to me is who they're telling you do have eligibility versus who they don't.
Yeah. No, I don't blame the student athletes or the kids or the players, whatever you want to call them. Like, I don't blame them. If they're allowed to and they're getting paid for it.
And by the way, Diego is getting a job. It's playing college football.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. These people are now paid professionals, the majority of them. I mean, like you mentioned the South Carolina quarterback. Let's not forget Antoine Jones.
Yes.
A 2018 high school graduate who is going to be playing, I forget where, but somewhere this season, whose career began at Memphis. So, yeah, they're kind of – I think what it – like, it feels like there's no consistency, yes. But I do think when you – you know, I mean, like – once you peel back the layers, you do sort of see what's happening. I'm still confused by the guy at Santa Clara who had played.
Glad that you just brought it up. So, Herd, you're going to have to help us out on this one. Thierry Darlin. So, right. Are you familiar with this story? So, Jeremy Wu yesterday tweeted, the NCAA has ruled that, correct me, I'm just reading, I read it like Terry Henry. Thierry Darlin is eligible to play at Santa Clara, making him the first player to obtain D1 eligibility after playing pro in the G League. The former Ignite guard withdrew from the 25 draft and can declare again in 2026. So we're now, but my question is, should Penny just be recruiting like the Ignite roster?
Yes, guys, he's got two more seasons of eligibility, collegiate eligibility, that guy at Santa Clara. Like, they just ruled, when they ruled him eligible, they ruled him eligible.
By the way, let me tell you what, I might have to move Santa Clara up my WCC power rankings, because if we got a G League guy, I can tell you from that conference, he'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, I read something where it said that, like, because they're granting eligibility to a lot of these overseas guys who are, you know, much older, and have, you know, quote unquote pro professional experience, like they're able to play. Obviously Memphis got one of them, Simon Majak, who has pro experience in Serbia. He's now eligible for however many seasons people are eligible these days. But, you know, so like, that's my understanding, is the reason why the guy at Santa Clara is able to play some more. But, you know, I mean, like, if we're talking about Tariq Ingram, he's going into his seventh season. He missed basically two full seasons due to injury. And because his career started so long ago, he's one of the few left.
COVID car wash.
Who's got the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the free COVID year, so he's got that. And he's really only played or been eligible to play four full seasons. And he didn't even play that fourth full season. He played a few games at Wake Forest and then left, transferred to Rider midseason. And, like, that's actually counting against him. He's really only going into his fourth full season where he's, like, going to have the full season, you know, like, available to him. But still, he's going to be 25 years old. Hassan Abdul-Hakim is 24 years old already.
Get old, stay old.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, well, why not? Why not start scouring the G League for guys who may want to spend a little bit more time in college next year, if they can? I mean, again, I do think there are not every – player who's turned pro already is going to be eligible to come back to college, but there's probably going to be some starting now.
But it's like, remember the good old fashioned, like, way back when we were covering, remember the clock? Has this clock started? Like, whenever hear about transfers, back when transfers were taboo, it's like, his clock hadn't started yet, or they still got one year to burn on with a red shirt with his clock. It's like, whatever happened to the good old fashioned clock?
They said, some people said, I remember distinctly, like, when NIL was getting ready to get approved and the transfer rules were getting ready to go into effect, like, I remember distinctly people saying it's going to be the Wild West for a while, and that is exactly where we are. Like, nobody knows what's going on. Like, why does Tariq Ingram get to play until he's 25 and Dane Danja played 9 minutes at Baylor. And
well, he knew. Did Tariq not know when he left? Like, and went to Rider? Did he not know? Like, I know.
It's so wild. But, I mean, you know, like, good for Memphis. Memphis is benefiting. We think they will. I think they will. I think Tariq Ingram's a really, really important pickup because, like I was saying before, they have plenty of length. Aaron Bradshaw, Simon Majak, Tier Nosilla, and others. Hassan Abdul-Hakim and Ashton Hardaway. Like, they got length. They just don't have, like, a true, like, bruiser underneath the basket who you can just feed the ball to and have him turn around and put it up and in. Like, guys who can clear the lane for the Doug McDaniels and for the Sincere Parkers and Curtis Givens the thirds. You know, somebody who can move people, somebody who can rebound, somebody who can block. They needed somebody like him a lot. And
frequently, was that the word?
I mean, yeah, like they needed someone like him. I didn't want to say desperately needed someone like him, but it was pretty close because, again, they just don't have anybody like him. And we all saw what having someone like that can do for you. I mean, of course, they got to hold up their end of the bargain. They you know, nobody's trying to say he's going to come in and be what Dane Danger was. But
no, like, but I don't know about you, and Herd, you can weigh in too. I'm kind of cool on taking the true big from like the Big Ten or the SEC that maybe gets played out of the rotation because like they needed to go with more athleticism. I'm kind of cool with that because I think it works in the American, just because I think that type of player can still have a can still dominate in this league.
Oh, no. No, I agree 100%.
Like, so, I don't think it's a fluke that Dane was much better at Memphis than he was at Illinois at the end. You know what I mean? Like, I think when you look at, okay, how many teams have, like, a real athletic big that could have stopped him? Like, no one really.
And I agree.
Yeah,
with,
nope.
I agree with that. Too. No, I agree with that too, Jeff, because a lot of times the only difference in what you would call a power five when they had him back in the mid-major league, or if you're talking to Nike, EYBL, yeah, you're talking to lower league, it's usually the five man.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, even with mid-major football, the line is
yes,
the difference.
Yes, line of scrimmage, yeah.
So it's like,
it's the big people.
Yeah, so.
Because the really good ones, everybody's paying for.
So some of them, like you say, although it might be off the rotation, it can go to the American, like you seen Dane, and actually be really good.
Yeah, and a credit to Dane. I think he also got better. He obviously got in better shape. I know that that was definitely a big topic, but I don't know. I'm just cool.
Penny.
Yeah,
and credit,
yeah,
credit
I'm, absolutely.
Well.
And Penny did a good job.
Yeah, and the way that they used him. Okay, GP and Norlander have started their Candid Coaches series over at CBS, so I wanted to get your thoughts on this. The first question was, who will be the best team in 25-26? And of the coaches that they polled, 32% said Purdue.
Yeah. You want to know
this,
what I think about that?
Well, I was going to say, well, that's obviously going to be on the Tiger schedule, but I'm also wondering, like, we thought last year the schedule looked daunting up front. It feels like it's going to be every bit as daunting this year, if not more, right?
Yes, because, like, you're talking about, like, okay, UConn was on the schedule last year, and they went into the season, like, I'm pretty sure they were.
They were preseason one when the Tigers played them.
Yeah.
And, remember we were, like, looking up, we were trying to do the, I think they had played, like, coaches number one, but, like, it was, like, we were looking up, when was the last time they played the AP number one team? Like remember you and I were getting the media guides out. And I was going online to find the PDF version of old media guides.
Yes, I do remember that. And like, yeah, they were back-to-back defending national champs and all that stuff. But like, you know, they weren't that. And I think most people didn't actually feel like UConn was going to three-peat. Like looking at them in their first few games, I know they were playing a bunch of cupcakes, but I think once you sort of looked at the roster and you talked to some people going into last season, you kind of knew that, yeah, that's like, they're going to be good. Everybody thought they would be, you know, top 15, top 20 NCAA tournament team, whatever. But like, I think there's a distinct difference between UConn going into last season and Purdue going into this season.
You could tell last year when you watched UConn, you're like, oh, they missed Steph Castle. Like they didn't have the athleticism on the perimeter. You could tell right off the bat.
Yes, and then it got worse when I forget what the transfer
Mahaney
team was. Yes, Mahaney. Yeah, like when he didn't quite pan out exactly. He didn't take a step forward, so to speak. And so, like, but there's a big difference between that going into last season and Purdue going into this season. Like, I mean, it's just they've got Lawyer, they've got Kaufman, they've got two preseason probably preseason All Americans.
Well, they brought back Braden.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Braden,
yeah,
and Kaufman Wren and Lawyer on top of it, and then I mean, like, you know, like they've reloaded and they.
I assume they'll have another Canadian 7'4" guy.
Yeah, and I think the evidence of like the validity of the expectations around Purdue is right there in what Parrish and Norlander wrote. So going back to the strength of schedule, the non-conference schedule, yes, I think this year you feel a lot more. It feels a lot more daunting going into this year. You look at Lunardi's updated bracketology, which dropped yesterday. 6 of the 13 teams on Memphis's non-conference schedule are in his bracketology, and there's, depending on who they play, in the second game in the Bahamas, whether it's Texas Tech or Wake Forest. Texas Tech, it's going to be seven teams on their non-conference schedule that are NCAA tournament teams. And I think only one of those teams is on the bubble, on Lunardi's projected bubble right now. We're talking about firmly in the field teams, like six or seven firmly in the field teams that are on Memphis's schedule right now. And then, it feels like this is going to be really, really good. And then going back to your other point, like I'm, this is kind of a boring take or whatever, but I think all the coaches are exactly right. I think Purdue is probably they're going into the season the best team in the country, and Houston's right there at number two. Until every year for the last three or four years, this is how I felt. Until Houston gets knocked off in March, I'm picking them. I know it hasn't happened for them yet. I know they haven't won a national championship yet, but
they were one play away.
Yeah, Kelvin Sampson's he's really, really good.
All right, my man, appreciate you.
Okay, thanks, Phil.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. When we come back, let's get into the list. Want to discuss another question that GP and Norlander explored, which is what percentage of rev share, of the revenue share, do college coaches think that basketball should be getting? So I want to talk about that with him. Also, good news for him on his starting quarterback in the NFL. We'll talk about that. And Ja Morant's ranking in the ESPN NBA Top 100. We'll talk about all that when we come back. Right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.